Everyone here?
Mm-hmm. It's Mum.
Right. We're going in through the main entrance over there. Inside there are four flats. The one we want is the door straight ahead, number 2. Got that? We're expecting two individuals, male, in their 20s. Probably still in bed. They're going to be a bit surprised, a bit shocked. So keep it calm. It's Connor Lay, the Asian one. He's the one that we're interested in. What we want is the computers, phones, tablets. You know the drill. Don't let them touch anything. Got it?
Got it, Mum.
Let's go then.
Great.
Quietly. We don't want any more fuck up.
We expected any weapons.
Morning, officer.
Morning.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, sir. Police business. You need to keep walking. About your dog. Take your dog. Keep walking, please. Okay, we need to do this. Got the main door open?
Yes, Mum. This way, Mum.
Good. Ready?
All set.
Then do your work.
Doing in our flat.
What's your name?
Thomas Ryder.
Your name?
Connor Lay.
Don't move.
He's not. He's got his hands up.
Where's your computer?
It's over there.
Do not touch it. Don't touch anything.
I'm not touching anything.
Stand over there.
Over here?
No, stand there, both of you.
Can I at least put some clothes on?
Okay. Do you have any ID?
What's this about?
In the drawer. Over there.
Do you know why we're here?
I can't say that I do. You have a warrant.
Right, Connor.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine.
You probably know why we're here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm DS Claire Devine from Major Crime Team, National Crime Agency. These are my colleagues. We're investigating the Koshai malware attack.
Then why are you here? I was the one that told them. I was the one that stopped it.
Yeah? Well, I'm here to arrest you on suspicion of theft, cybercrime and other related charges, okay? Now, you don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Good.
A plane has crashed.
Atlantic Flight 702 from London Heathrow was expected in New York.
Flight 702.
Radar contact with the plane was lost.
Our prayers go to the relatives of the passengers on board 256 in number.
A global cyber attack using hacking tools widely believed
to have been developed in Russia or China has been behind a string of terrorist acts.
South Talk computer programmer Connor Lay has been hailed a hero after he managed to halt the global spread of an international ransomware virus.
I was just doing my job. You know, I was in the right place at the right time, and I think anyone really would have caught it and done what I did.
Young cybersecurity expert, who works at a UK-based private intel threat firm, is terrified of hackers' revenge attacks following the newfound fame.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, you don't want to get on these guys' bad side, and you don't want to be on their radar at all. If they have just basic information about you, they can really do virtually anything.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
November 1st, 2018, interview with Caitlin Lay.
So why am I here?
Your brother, Connor. You were close to him, right?
We're twins, but we were
Twins. What was he doing in London?
He lived there. I mean, he worked there. I mean, you guys know everything about him. You know everything about all the passengers that were on that flight. You investigated them all. The media investigated them.
Let's go back to the beginning.
I'm not sure what you mean.
He worked in cybersecurity?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Do you know he was under investigation?
No, I... What for?
The police raided his apartment in London the week before the flight. They took his computer. Looks like he was involved with some pretty dangerous people. Embezzlement, malware.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. You have it wrong. He was the one who stopped the malware.
Did he?
Yeah. But he was in all the newspapers. He was a hero. It could have been devastating, and he found the kill switch, so I think you're looking at the wrong person.
I wonder how he knew about it.
It was his job to know. He was a cybersecurity expert.
Are you sure that wasn't just to cover his tracks?
Okay. For what? Why would he be... You think he had something to do with the plane going down?
Connor was involved with creating software that could hack into planes' controls.
What the hell are you talking about? I mean, he was on the flight. That doesn't make any sense, even if it were possible. Why would he do that?
Do you know Thomas Ryder?
Yeah, he was it's Connor's boyfriend.
Have you ever met him?
Only once. And they both came over last summer to see our parents. And that's it.
Are you currently in contact with him?
No, not currently. And we spoke after. I wrote him a letter over the summer, and he wrote me one back.
Did Connor or Mr. Ryder ever ask you to deliver anything for them, or to contact anybody?
No, they didn't. Why don't you just talk to him?
He doesn't want to cooperate. Besides, he's not American. Really more MI5's jurisdiction. Or maybe the FSB's?
The Russians?
So your brother never talked to you about these things?
What things? I don't know what all of this is about.
You seem to know a lot of other things.
What does that mean?
We know you're doing your own investigation, or what have you, into what happened to that plane. That's your right. But let me give you some advice. Don't get mixed up in this.
Okay. And what exactly should I not be getting mixed up in?
Money laundering, cybercrime, election fixing. We have reason to believe that your brother was involved with a Russian syndicate.
And what reason is that?
Here's my card. These people don't play games. So if you hear from Thomas, will you call me? I want to help you. Will you call me if you hear from Thomas?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. You're free to go.
Hello, you've reached Thomas. Leave me a message and I'll call you back when I can. Cheers.
Hey, Thomas. It's Caitlin again. I'm sorry I keep calling, but I think I just really need to talk to you. It's important, even more than it was before. And call me back.
Okay. We're recording, so you are?
Yeah. Sam Haddad, cybersecurity specialist at Munio Inc.
Great. So my brother, he used to work in your field, kind of.
I was going to ask. Connor Lay, right?
Right.
Wow. He was kind of a wunderkind, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... It was really, really awful what happened. A tragedy, really. I had a lot of respect for him, what with preventing the Koshi malware attack and everything. But
Like, anyway, sorry. My questions are just about planes. So, do you think it would be possible to hack into a plane's controls?
A few years ago, someone did manage to hack into the ground control system at, I think it was Paris? But they figured out what was going on almost immediately, and since then, they've really closed the loopholes.
But it could be done.
Possibly. But very unlikely. Hmm. Actually, no. I'd say it's impossible. There are too many safeguards in place.
Right. Well, thank you for your time. That's all I need to know, so...
But you could hack a plane from inside the aircraft. Want to guess how? The in-flight entertainment system.
Okay.
The fact is, people want to do more and more through the in-flight entertainment, and that's a potential security risk.
So you mean you can hack a plane through its entertainment system?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get tons of info that way. Names, credit card numbers.
But could you hack the controls?
Like the cockpit controls? It'd be harder and... Like, if you're trying to make the autopilot do something, mm-hmm. It could be easily overridden by the pilot.
But it's possible, right? It could be done?
Well, yes. I've read a few papers on this, and it's definitely something the airlines are looking into.
And millions of people are flying around in these things every day.
Most likely, if someone hacked a flight's entertainment system, it would cause a disturbance at best. Stir up a fuss, you know? It could allow them to spoof flight information, like map routes or speed statistics, altitude values, that kind of thing. But if what you're asking is, it wouldn't be a very effective way to, you know, if someone wanted to...
To bring it down?
Right. You don't think your brother...
No. No, of course not. He wouldn't... But I don't know. I mean, he could have been trying to do something else. Maybe.
Like, maybe he was trying to help? Like, if there was something else going on?
Maybe.
I don't think this is what did it.
I don't think I do either.
Hey, I'm really sorry. He seemed like a great kid.
Yeah. He was.
And I'm also sorry if I've been insensitive about this or awkward. I might get excited about things. Probably too much. Even my wife says I'm a nerd, and she's an accountant.
No, it's fine. Actually, it's kind of something I've missed.
Come in.
Dinner's almost ready.
The flight was okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Đã không biết làm sao con có thể lên máy bay được.
After everything that happened, millions of people fly every day, Mom. Wow. The piano.
I know. Doesn't he look so handsome here? And his recital. And this one from graduation.
It's like a shrine to him. You can't even play it anymore.
Wow. I don't feel like playing anymore anyway.
Okay. So, where's Bo?
Upstairs.
On the balcony. He hasn't started up again, has he?
No, of course not.
Because it smells like he has.
It's old. It's from before. It's just hard to get the smell out. Con ngồi xuống con nghỉ một tí để cho mẹ làm chè nhá. Hay là cà phê. Con muốn uống cà phê không?
I think I'm going to go upstairs, put my stuff in my room.
Con cần mẹ giúp con không?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Con xuống ăn cơm 20 phút nữa nhé.
Yeah.
fucking weird to be in here right now.
It still smells like him in here.
You been home?
I just got here.
Does your mother know you're in here?
I was just looking for some pictures and stuff.
She moved all his photos onto that damn piano. I should just sell the thing.
Don't do that. It upset her.
So you rifling through his stuff?
No, I...
What are you looking for?
Nothing. Nothing. So, how are you? Are you feeling better?
I'm fine.
Hang on! Con ơi, xuống ăn cơm!
Here, let me help you down.
Bố nói không sao đâu.
Okay.
Mai.
Lead us in grace. Okay. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Do ang jong ngong wa me.
Andy gone.
They don't have food like your mother's in New York, do they?
They have all kinds of food, Dad.
How is New York? School?
Okay.
Which classes are you taking?
Well, I haven't really finished my... Schedule's not complete yet, so I might still add and drop some things.
It's not too late in the semester for that?
No.
But you've started classes?
Yeah.
So which classes have you started?
There's this one about comparative immigrant experiences.
What can they teach you about being an immigrant?
I'm also taking ethics.
We pay $30,000 so they can tell you to be ethical?
Again.
My, those classes, they're just talking. She could be taking finance or economics. She could be learning how to run the business.
I did just take a class in coding. That was useful.
Useful if you want to get into trouble like
Caitlin? You don't have a boyfriend, do you?
Of course she doesn't. Where's she gonna meet boys at that school?
It's been co-ed for years, Dad.
Wow. You know the Vus from church? Who has cousins in New Jersey? Boy cousins.
No.
That's all. They're good people.
Not good enough for Caitlin.
We still see them.
They wear sandals to church.
So did Jesus.
What do you mean you still see them?
Well, it had been a while.
They want to tell us their bullshit stories.
About the plane? What are they saying?
Please don't.
We deserve to know what happened. We know it wasn't geese.
Don't tell me you believe all the nonsense people are saying. You're smarter than that, Gon.
I'm smart enough to know that there's more to this.
Thôi đi, Gon. Nó không phải là vấn đề nữa. Không có cái gì là vấn đề nữa. Vì bây giờ, tất cả mọi sự trong tay Chúa rồi.
Your mother's right. They'll get their justice from God, not from you.
I just want to learn.
There's nothing more to learn.
Why was Connor even on that plane?
Maybe he was moving back here.
He said he didn't want to come back.
Có thể nó muốn thăm bố mẹ.
Ma, he never visited.
Caitlin.
Well, he never said anything about visiting to me.
They met con Indy.
Was it his job? Did they make him come back? Because if they did...
Why are you interrogating us? Are you recording this? God damn it!
Dad, give that back!
I know!
Dad!
I was scared of you!
Thomas?
What about Thomas? The FBI is looking for him.
Good!
Dan.
He corrupted him!
Oh my
god. Đó nó bị rác rồi. Nó bị bại lắm.
Thomas had nothing to do with that.
Connor had all these girlfriends in school.
Oh my god. Nó đâu có thích con đó như thế. Nó Chúa làm nó như vậy.
Exactly. Connor has always been gay and there's
Are
nothing.
Are you still recording this?
Dad, give me that. Dad.
You want to know about Thomas?
Dad, not
you take this to the FBI.
Give me my phone, Dad.
You tell them Thomas killed my son.
Him and those Russians.
What Russians?
He was always on the phone with his friend, this Russian Boris or Mikhail.
What are you even talking about?
No, không quan tâm. Mấy đứa đó giết nó. Bố nói với con nó phải chọn nó hay chọn gia đình. Nó làm đúng như con.
I'm not choosing anyone over my family, and neither did Connor.
I need a smoke.
You have 9 voice messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. To change your personal option, first voice message.
Hi, sorry, I'm calling with information about Atlantic 702. Last night I had a dream that it was found in mere woods of Calton.
Message erased. Next message.
I thought that I should let you guys know that there's an airport pretty near, like 15 miles outside from my house. And a few nights ago I saw a very bright light coming from that airport. And I don't think that that's a natural light.
Message erased. Next message.
I have a tip for Atlantic Flight 702. They left the light on, and so I can actually see it from my house. I can see the stewardess has red hair from here. And we want to know if the curtain's matched.
Message erased. Next message.
Hi. I'm not sure if this is helpful. I'm calling about Atlantic Flight 702. I saw the number. I just got back from vacation in Ireland, and I'm pretty sure that we saw a piece of the plane.
What is it, Caitlin?
Hello to you, too.
Sorry. I've had a week.
Join the club.
Having a bit of a shit time as well.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Dylan, what if there really are no answers? Every time I think I'm getting close, every time there's been a theory that just might make sense, something disproves it.
There are still plenty of questions we haven't asked.
But at what cost? I'm lying to my family. I'm skipping school. What if I've blown up my entire life and there are just no answers? What if he's just gone and it means nothing?
I have that fear too, you know. That I'll find the end of the rainbow and it won't change a damn thing. But you said it yourself. Eventually we will find the truth. Someone is lying about something and we will figure it out. We have to.
Dylan, are you okay?
No, but that's not new. Are you okay?
No. I'm totally freaked out. I mean, what if Connor did have something to do with it? The FBI certainly seems to think so, and now they're trying to get Thomas, and he won't even return my phone calls, and someone told me Thomas has Russian friends, and I want to know what he and Connor were doing.
You really think they could have been involved?
I don't know. I mean, if they actually had sketchy Russian hacker friends, I feel more alone than ever. With Connor gone, I have no one.
You have me.
I don't even know your real name. So I guess that's life on the internet, right?
Mayor Tessin.
What?
Small world in Russian literally translates to the world is crowded. You know, back in the old days, there was a lot of hope that the internet would bring everyone together. Beyond nations and cultures. All this talk of cyberspace as a global village.
Yeah. Connor used to talk about cyber utopianism. He was so passionate about it. He was part of this group online, the the Elysians. They're all about uniting the world through the internet. I remember being surprised that people still believed that was possible. But Connor was always an idealist.
Well, it did bring people together. Just not in the ways we expected.
Matt?
Con về tới nhà rồi hả?
Yeah, con ở nhà.
You didn't call to say you got back safely.
I texted.
It's not the same. Your father...
Is he okay?
He misses you.
I was just there.
You know what I mean. He feels like he doesn't know you anymore. But I think maybe he knows you too well. You've always been like him.
You always say that.
You're both so stubborn. You don't give up, but that's good. But this is not good for you. You've seen what it's done to him. Don't let it do that to you, too.
I just want to know the truth. About the plane, about Connor, about everything. Yeah?
I should have told you this before. Your father... I haven't told him. Connor was on that plane because I told him to come back.
What? You did? Why?
Because he and Thomas were going to get married. Connor was going to tell Dad.
He never told me that.
He was going to. You know, I like Thomas. I thought he was a nice boy. He made Connor happy. He really loved him. Your father thinks differently.
What do you think Dad would have done if he knew?
It was better not to tell him, I thought. And then...
I wish he would have told me. I wish he would have told me.
I don't know why he didn't. You and Connor were always so close.
Mom, have you talked to Thomas? Matt?
We both loved Connor so much.
So you have?
He gave me a number. Just for me and him.
What do you talk about?
Everything. Sometimes nothing. It doesn't matter what, really. It just helps when missing him gets bad. We call it the hotline. He says I can call anytime. Sometimes we talk for hours.
Maybe I am like Dad. But maybe Connor and Thomas are like you. You know. Sneaky.
Connor. Con cẩn thận nhé.
Yeah, mẹ.
Boy?
Thomas. Oh my God, I've been trying to reach you for so long.
Caitlin? How did you get this number?
My mom gave it to me.
I can't talk now.
Is everything okay?
Where are you?
New York, but I was...
Is anyone with you?
Why are the FBI asking me about you? They were talking about some Russian syndicate...
Don't call me on this number, all right?
What was Connor involved
don't
in?
Don't talk
Why
anymore.
Did the police... Raped your apartment.
Stop,
were you
stop.
Working with him? Were you
stop.
The one who brought him into this?
Fucking hell! I'm sorry, Caitlin, not right now, all right? I can't talk about this now.
But why?
I just need a bit of time to get everything straight.
Straight? With who? What were you and Connor up
look,
to? I just...
Look, I'm not going to say any more over a phone line. They're watching me.
I'll come to England. I need to come and collect Connor's stuff anyway. I'll call you on this number when I get there, okay?
You don't need to do that.
Thomas, when I call, you better answer, I swear to God.
Okay, fine.
You okay?
Yeah, I ought to be sleeping in a gas mask.
What are you talking
about? We'll talk. I promise we'll talk. I'm sorry, Caitlin.
Wait, Thomas. Thomas?
Hello?
November 5th, 2018, Agent Campbell, interview with Caitlin Lay. Caitlin, thanks for coming in.
I didn't come in. You brought me here. I'm here against my will.
Well, you were headed to the UK.
Yeah, I was. And now my flight's going to leave without me.
Honestly, we just saved you a lot of trouble pulling you off that flight.
Am I under arrest?
No, you're not under arrest. We just need to know. Have you spoken to him?
Who?
Thomas Ryder. Did you speak to
him? Yes, I did, but...
Now, you told Agent Gerard you'd let us know if you made contact.
And I just did.
Is this luggage yours?
Yeah. Hey, where are you taking it?
You'll be able to get it at baggage claim later.
What's going on here?
When did you last speak to Mr. Ryder?
Yesterday.
Well, it looks like he got into something he couldn't get out of.
What do you mean?
6 a.m. this morning, Mr. Ryder's clothes were found on a beach near Bournemouth. It's on the south coast of England.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they found a note. He talked about your brother, how sorry he was for everything. The British police still have it, but I guess they may release it to your family in due time. It seems Mr. Ryder didn't have much family of his own.
So, wait. I mean, it was a suicide?
Well, that's what they wanted us to think.
What do you mean? Who, what do you...
Mr. Ryder was in with a lot of very dangerous people, Caitlin. People who wanted him gone.
So, wait, you're saying that this was a hit?
It has all the hallmarks of the FSB. No body. Carefully staged so authorities wouldn't find it. If it weren't for the cat, we might have assumed it was a genuine suicide.
The cat?
Yes, the suicide note. It left instructions for the custody of the cat.
Tova.
Right. Tova. A detail whoever staged the suicide thought would provide authenticity. But Mr. Ryder gave the cat to his neighbor 3 weeks ago.
Then he knew.
I'm sorry?
If he gave Tova away, he must have known. I mean, he must have known that he wouldn't be able to take care of her. So, he's really gone?
I'm afraid so.
These people, the ones who did this to Thomas, are they capable of bringing down a plane?
Sure. If they had to, they could and they would. But it's unlikely they had anything to do with that. It would come back to haunt them. Stage suicides or heart attacks are more their speed. They don't like to get caught. When they do get caught, there are consequences. Sanctions, embargoes, bank accounts get frozen. Putin doesn't like consequences. Now, is there anything else you'd like to tell me about your communications with Mr. Ryder?
Episode 5 of Passenger List, Cyberspace, featuring Kelly Marie Tran and Colin Morgan, was written by me, Mara Wilson, with editing, sound design, and music by Mark Henry Phillips. Passenger List is executive produced and directed by Lauren Shippen and John Scott Dryden and is a project of Radiotopia from PRX. For more details, including a cast list, visit passengerpod.org.
Radiotopia from Pierre.